Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along here, our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. Thanks for being here today, Wednesday. Hump day, getting through the week. It's going to be a big one next week when we're live with the Republican National Convention. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. So I hope you join us for that. All right, so we covered all the big political stuff and Clooney and the fact that the Obamas are running the world. And then the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, coming out and saying that Biden's got to go. So if I were him, I'd watch his neck. I don't know if the Secret Service can protect a president from bats. I just don't know. I assume the White House has anti-bat technology that they can use to keep a president safe from vampiric bats. But again, I don't know. But if I were them, if I were the Secret Service right now, I'd be putting garlic all around the White House just to ward off Pelosi. I would have a gigantic wooden cross, and I would just do whatever it takes, you know, to keep her far away from the White House at this point. But that's what I would say at this moment in time right now. You know, the other thing, too, that should be, well, not lost on you is how Hollywood is all coalescing around getting rid of Joe Biden. They're not coalescing around Biden. They want Biden gone. And so that says a lot to me right there. That says a lot about what they think about this president and how they want him gone. This Dr. Kennard, President Joe Biden saw a neurologist at the White House for a January 17th exam, according to the press secretary. So he saw this neurologist for a neurological exam, the results of which were later reported as part of his annual physical more than a month later. That's what the White House said on Tuesday. The confirmation came after the White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the fembot, inaccurately said during the daily briefing with reporters that the January 17th meeting was not related to care for the president in response to a question from the Associated Press. The AP had asked whether a meeting, which was reported through the White House visitors' logs between renowned neurological expert Dr. Kevin Kennard and Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's personal doctor, was about the president himself. It was the only meeting between those two men, according to the logs, that had been reported between July of 2023 and this past March. a period that has come under scrutiny because Dr. Kennard had visited the White House 8 times in that time frame. So this is what was said by the White House fembot on Tuesday. Because the date was not mentioned in the question, I want to be clear that the January 17th meeting between Dr. O'Connor and Dr. Kennard was for the president's physical. It was one of the 3 times the president has seen Dr. Kennard, each time for his physical. The findings from each exam have been released to the public. Now, that statement is not the first time in the days following Biden's debate debacle, which triggered a new round of concerns about the 81-year-old president's fitness to serve. But the White House has had to later clarify answers to questions about the president's health. Last week, Karine Jean-Pierre lied again and said Biden did not get checked by the doctor for a cold that was noticeable during the June 27th debate. That was the cold that afterward he went to North Carolina, infected everybody, went to Georgia and infected everybody, then went to New York and infected everybody, and New Jersey. This was a guy who used to lecture us all the time about stay home if you're sick. Biden later said in a private meeting with Democratic governors that he'd been checked out by his doctor after the debate concluded. Karine Jean-Pierre said she meant Biden did not get a full medical exam, and that the president did indeed have a check-in with his doctor, which he does a couple of times a week. Do you check in with your doctor a couple times a week out of curiosity? Interesting. And on Monday, the White House released a statement from O'Connor describing the nature of Kennard's visits to the White House after Karine Jean-Pierre earlier in the day declined to confirm the name of the doctor or say why he was going to the White House. That was the first S show of the week press conference where she dodged and dodged and lied and dodged again. Karine Jean-Pierre contended Tuesday that a lot of things I said right here in this briefing room were later restated in the letter from O'Connor, Dr. O'Connor, Monday night. Still, Karine Jean-Pierre said this week that she and other White House press aides are doing our best in this briefing to provide the information that we have. I'd be the first one to admit sometimes I get it wrong. At least I admit that, she said, and sometimes I don't have all the information. And I will always, always admit that. Karine Jean-Pierre's clarification also shows how parts of the president's annual physical, which is generally conducted at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, can be performed over a longer period rather than just the one day at the suburban Maryland hospital. When O'Connor released the results of Biden's physical on February 28th, he wrote that, quote, an extremely detailed neurological exam was again reassuring in that there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorder such as stroke or multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's or ascending lateral sclerosis, nor are there any signs of cervical myelopathy. The letter had not stated when the neurological exam had been conducted or where it took place. Now, the repeated presence of Kennard in the White House visitor logs also attracted attention because of the doctor's expertise in movement disorders such as Parkinson's disease. But Karine Jean-Pierre definitively said this week that Biden has not been treated for Parkinson's, nor is he being treated currently or taking medication for it. But now this is the question, and this is the question that everybody's wondering here. Which lie are we supposed to believe? On February 28th, 2024, when talking about Biden's physical health, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said that the neurologists had been part of the team that examined Biden at Walter Reed earlier that day. So, when is she, what's, I'm trying to figure out the timeline of this because it seems to me that we're being hosed again here. This is what Karine Jean-Pierre said then. Is she lying then or is she lying now? About the January 17th visit. That's what I'm trying to understand. I want to understand this because I think it's important for all of us to note that this White House is playing a lot of mind games here. And they're gaslighting the hell out of all of us. I've been telling you that. This is a gaslight is the word of the year without question. We're seeing a lot of gaslighting from this White House about Biden's health. So I want to know when is the truth being told and when is it not being told?
On the matter of the president's physical, I know in years past, Dr. O'Connor has put out a memo to you that gets released to us. The president is the oldest person to ever serve as president, and I know that you said he takes cognitive tests every day for doing the job, and Dr. O'Connor has said that he remains healthy enough to exercise his various responsibilities. Having said that, why Is the president or your office not willing to make Dr. O'Connor available to us? Just answer questions
what
here.
What question?
Previous presidents have put their doctors up at that lectern. Why not this one?
So a couple of things, Andrew, and the president said that they thought he was too young. So, you know, you heard from the president. He talked about this when he was asked. And so, look, as it relates to Dr. O'Connor, look, this is someone who has served under Republican and Democratic presidents in the White House,
nothing.
As a military physician, extensively in the field as well. And so he is well respected, and let's not forget he did this with a team of 20 doctors who participated in completing the president's physical at Walter Reed. So it wasn't just him. There were specialists that were part of this as well, and I think that's important to note. And I said at the beginning when I was asked this question, it's not just Dr. O'Connor who said this, also his neurologists do not believe that he needed, that was their assessment, they did not believe he needed a cognitive test. As it relates to your question, there is not a precedent for bringing the doctor to the podium or to the briefing room. I understand it has happened a few times over the last 35 years, a couple of times, but it is actually not the precedent. And so what Dr. O'Connor has done is he has put forward over the last 2 years a comprehensive robust memo, as you just stated, that is sent to me, and then obviously we disseminate it to all of you, that lays out in parts of the president's physical. And I think that's important. It is robust, and it is comprehensive.
It is robust, and it is comprehensive. But this is what was said later. Obviously, this is different from what Karine Jean-Pierre said earlier. So I'd like to know what the truth is here. Obviously, the story about Kennard is a Kennard. Yes, well done, the miscreant known as the Panic, the miscreant of Panic. It is a Kennard. So I'd like to know, what's the truth? I think we'd all like to know the truth. Panic is setting in. And it was, of course, the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, making all the headlines today. But it's not just Pelosi. It's not just the vampiric one. And I do hope the White House has their garlic in place.
Conveyed to President Biden what you said this morning.
I'm not having any conversation with you or anybody else about what I talked to the president about. We all do this.
Do you believe that?
I never do.
I understand, Madam Speaker. Do you believe that waiting so long to make this decision, you're
talking about that? In the hallway about of our nation.
Are you concerned whether or not he can win in November?
I think he can.
Do you believe he should run for re-election?
I'm not speaking English to you. I'm not going to be making any statements about any of that right now in the hallway.
You're speaking Transylvanian. Actually, it's Transylvanian, not English. Just to be clear. It's not exactly English. It may be an English language, Transylvanian, but it's not English. Now, obviously, the other big news of the day is that the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, somebody just happened to come up to him on the street, just happened to ask him what he thinks about Joe Biden, and the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, just happened to answer it, and the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, just happened to say that he thinks Biden has to go. And all this, obviously, all of this was completely spontaneous and not at all scripted and nothing at all in any way, shape, or form would be a setup just to get the unbiased journalist on camera. A guy like that, you know, because it's easy to fool the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos.
Hey, Susan, hey, how you doing?
Good.
What do you think? Do you think Biden should step down?
You talk to him more than anybody else have lately, and you could be honest. You don't think you can serve 4 more years? All right. That's an answer.
Now, let's understand a couple things about this. George Stephanopoulos is wearing green shorts, and he's got a T-shirt on, his glasses, and he's got big headphones on. So he's got his phone in his hand. So it would have been very easy for him to say, hey, how you doing? And go, I'm on the phone. How often do people do that when you cross them on the street or in the hallway, for that matter? You go, I'm on a call. I can't talk right now. I got these headphones on. But instead, to a random stranger on the street, the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, just to be clear, this is no relation, obviously, to George Stephanopoulos, the one who worked for the Clintons. That guy died tragically when he was wearing headphones way too loud and his ears exploded. True story. No joke, folks. It's no joke. Terrible, terrible thing. So this is a completely unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos, who sits down with Joe Biden the other night, has this interview, is sent in for the kill shot, and then just happens to tell a random stranger on the street that he thinks Joe Biden cannot serve 4 years. So now this guy walks up to him. George has got his phone. His head is down in his phone. Big, and I mean, these are big headphones on. These are not like little AirPods where the guy may have thought, oh, maybe he's not on the phone. He's wearing old school cans, kind of like the cans that we often wear in radio. I wear little earbuds, whatever they're called, because I just don't like the feel of the big cans on my head. But most people in radio wear the big cans. That's what he's wearing. Big old cans. And it would have been more than easy for him to just ignore the guy, pretend like he didn't hear him. But yet, this random guy on the street of New York City.
Hey, Susan, hey, how you doing?
Good.
What do you think? Do you think Biden should step down?
You talk to him more than anybody else have lately. And you can be honest. You don't think he can serve 4 more years? All right. That's an answer.
It certainly is an answer that the unbiased journalist, and then Stephanopoulos just keeps walking. He just torpedoed the president of the United States to a random stranger on the streets of New York City, and he just keeps walking after that. And we're all supposed to believe that that is a totally spontaneous moment. That moment is as spontaneous as George Stephanopoulos is unbiased. No joke. That's a true, true story right there. So again, if you believe that, great. That's good for you. Good for you for believing that. Now, what Pelosi said in the hallway is obviously different than what she said on Morning Joe this morning when the fangs were out very early in the morning today. And she said,
does he have your support to be the head of the Democratic ticket?
As long as the president it's up to the president to decide if he is going to run.
To what?
We're all encouraging him.
Wait. Start that over, Matt. Start
Democratic
that.
Ticket.
As long as the president had the president, it's up to the president to decide if
to
he
decide.
Is going to run.
What does that mean?
We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short. I think overwhelming support of the caucus, it's not for me to say, I'm not the head of the caucus anymore, but he's beloved, he is respected, and people want him to make that decision,
He has said he has made the decision. He has said firmly this week he is.
Now, isn't that something? He's beloved. We love him. We love him. Does anybody really believe that he's not a dead man walking at this point? When you've got people out there saying, we love him. We love him so much. It's the same thing in the mafia. It's the guy who comes to kill you. It's the one you trust. It's the one you trust. It's Godfather 101 here. Godfather 101, they always send in the guy that you trust to do the whacking. So everybody, of course, tells you that they love you. Of course they do. So I'm not surprised by any of this. And the other thing is that the Obama people are all coming out and very publicly saying that Joe Biden has to go. And I think Obama's been calling the shots the entire time. And, you know, there was a story, and I don't know if it's true or not, but Joe Biden was threatening to out Barack Obama. And then the chef mysteriously drowns. And I put nothing past anybody in this day and age. There's so much power and money that is on the line here. And you'd be naive at this point if you didn't think that there are people who are up to things. I said to you yesterday, do I believe that the guy who was shot outside of Justice Sonia Sotomayor's house was an assassin sent to kill her so they could replace her on the Supreme Court with Kamala Harris and get her off the ticket? No, because if it was the CIA, they would have succeeded. So I won't entertain any conspiracy theories on this program. All I'm simply saying is that anybody can get to anybody. Michael Corleone said it best. And now the Obama people are all coming for Joe Biden. And whatever proof Joe Biden had on Obama to keep him quiet, that proof may have gone, that may have drowned in a swimming pool. I'm just saying, do not underestimate what these powerful people are capable of doing to maintain power and the billions and billions of dollars that they control through the flow of that power. After everything we've seen over these years, you have to be incredibly naive to think that everything is just black and white the way you see it. So here's a former Obama speechwriter who was at the fundraiser with George Clooney and Joe Biden, confirms that Biden was the same as he was during the debate.
And that's exactly what I was going to ask John about, because John, you were at that fundraiser
Favreau.
As well. I don't know if you spent as much time with President Biden as George Clooney did, since he was one of the hosts. But that, I'm totally with you, David. That quote was like, wow.
I mean, it was not surprising to any of us who were at the fundraiser. I was there. Clooney was exactly right. And every single person I talked to at the fundraiser thought the same thing, except for the people working for Joe Biden, or at least they didn't say that. But I remember my wife, Emily, turned to me after the fundraiser and said, what are we going to do? I mean, and I said, well, there's a debate in a week. Either he'll do well in the debate and we'll think, well, he was just tired because he flew all the way back from Europe and that'll be that. Or he'll be like this at the debate and then the whole country will be talking about it. And so here we are.
Wow. Please come back, both of you. Thank you.
And of course, Axelrod, who has written and said extensively that Joe Biden can't win. Just Joe Biden can't win. That's the bottom line. He can't win, and he's not long for this world. He's not long for this world. What happened this morning on Fox News, with that clip that they played of Joe Biden talking about the guy and his wife and apologizing to the guy with his wife, and I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Stop. Trump took another shot at Chris Christie, by the way, last night. Always makes me laugh. I'm sorry, but this always makes me laugh.
That's supposed to be a little bit Democrat territory, but we're leading in Nevada, and a waitress came over, beautiful waitress, and I never like talking about physics, because she's beautiful inside, because you never talk about a person's look, ever. You never mention it. The other day, I got very angry. Some man called Chris Christie fat. And I said, sir, and then he said he was a pig. I said, sir, Chris Christie is not a fat pig. Please remember that. He is not a fat pig. Please take it back. And the guy's looking at me like, really? No, we have to defend people. You can't call people fat. So I said about 9 times, he is not a fat pig. That's supposed to be
a
little bit Democratic.
Very funny. I mean, it's not. And good for him. Good for him for defending Chris Christie and not body shaming the man. Good for you, Mr. President, Mr. Future President, prior and future President Donald Trump. Listen, you don't want to have anybody call you a fat pig. Let me try this again. NJ Diet is going to help you lose weight, 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days time. That's what NJ Diet's going to do for you. And it's going to be fantastic. You're going to be so happy. NJ Diet makes losing weight easy, the natural way. No shots, no hormones. You don't want to do those shots. They've got all kinds of side effects. They are banned in Europe now in many countries. And we're coming out with all kinds of things that are, and you got to take them for the rest of your life. But NJ Diet helps you lose weight the natural way. You get the doctor's personal email, the doctor's personal phone number. They're with you every step of the way. And there's locations close by in King of Prussia, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, or Princeton, or live online anytime at njdiet.com. Look, you can do this. The summer's halfway over, but you're not going to be able to sweat off the fat the rest of the summer. You got to lose it. It's good for you. You'll feel better. And you'll still get time to enjoy the pool and the beach without having your shirt on. So do it. Start today. 40 days from now, you're 20 to 40 pounds lighter, guaranteed. 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along here on a Wednesday night, you know, as a dad, I have three wonderful, beautiful children. They're all doing their various summer activities. Patrick is wrapping up a baseball camp tomorrow. He did a football camp. He's doing a basketball camp next week. Claire's doing a theater camp. And Reagan is terrorizing someone somewhere right now. Anyway, Bridget got him at the pool, a little community pool we joined, but that's great, and I'm happy about that. What I can't stand, though, what bothers me so much is when people call the cops on parents for being parents. Like in this particular case here, this is from Lenore Skenazy over at Reason.com. She's the free-range kids person, and she does a fantastic job about this. So cops were called on an 8-year-old child for being outside. Kay Eskridge is a Kentucky mom, former child protective service worker, and fan of the free-range kids movement. Over the years, she's written to Lenore Skenazy about her shared passion for fostering kids' independence. This includes a note she sent in 2021 saying that a 7-year-old riding her bike in their quiet Louisville neighborhood had been stopped by cops who wanted to know where the mother was. But earlier this summer, it happened to her own kid. The police were called because my 8-year-old was riding her bike on our street. So Lenore Skenazy talked to her over a Zoom call, and she set the scene. Her daughter, Julia, had just finished second grade. Thanks to a weird schedule, Julia arrives home 2 days before her friends. That leaves her bored and eager for fun by late afternoon. On May 18th, when at least a friend had made it home, Julia hopped on her bike to ride 8 houses over to his place. She was 3 houses away, and the police stopped her. The policeman was actually someone the family knew. The husband is involved in local politics. He told the girl that this isn't a good time to be outside. Julie assured the officer that she was used to traffic and knew how to ride her bike and continued on her way. The officer left her alone but decided to pay a visit to the Eskridge house. Her husband answered the door, but when Eskridge heard what was going on, she took matters into her own hands. I was not about to let him handle this, she says, so I came bursting through and said, can a child not ride her bike on the street in this neighborhood anymore? Is that what we're saying? The policeman assured her, no, it wasn't that. Rather, a woman had called the police because she was upset that a child was outside. Eskridge informed the cop that it was not illegal for a child to be outside. He agreed, but implied that Eskridge needed to take that up with the woman. Well, she soon got her chance. When Julia returned home, she told her mom that a woman had come running over to her. Eskridge realized that must have been the exact neighbor who called the cops, an older lady who lived down the block. Eskridge went to talk to her and explained that kids need some independence. Now, she handled this a lot differently than I would. This woman, we'll call her Karen for the purposes of this conversation. Karen. And I should also point out to you as well that not all Karens are bad, as our friend Karen Thomas can attest to. I explained to her she's not on screens when she comes home. The woman, a former teacher, eventually agreed that this parenting decision was sound and the matter was finished. Now, Eskridge would like the rest of the world's good Samaritans to take a minute and think before reflexively calling the cops whenever there's a child outdoors. Now, I agree with that, but I think there's a bigger issue here, and that is that we have a lot of, like, I bet you that older, well, I bet you if you had to ask her, she voted for Biden. She's a Democrat. It seems to me that most of the Karens that we deal with, the ones who are the busybodies getting everybody's business, they tend to shift politically left. Do they not? They tend to shift politically left, and that is a product of their own parenting when they're raised by wacko lefties. For example, and that is, for example, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Now, I don't know Jennifer Garner's politics, and I feel sorry for her because Ben Affleck ruined her like he ruins everything. But the daughter of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner demand mask mandates. Violet Affleck gave an unhinged speech in front of the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors where she claimed COVID targets people of color and trans people. Now, you got to think this poor girl has, first of all, her dad's Ben Affleck. That's number one. All right, so you know she's already starting with the deck stacked against her. That's number one. Number two, her dad is Ben Affleck. And number three, her friends all know that her dad is Ben Affleck. So she's got 3 major strikes against her. So I feel bad for her. But I'm also saying this is a great point about when you have a kid who's raised by wacko lefties and what happens to them when they get older. So here's what she said, wearing a mask during the public comment here in Los Angeles.
I contracted a post-viral condition in 2019. I'm okay now, but I saw firsthand that medicine does not always have answers to the consequences of even minor viruses. The COVID-19 pandemic has thrown that into sharper relief. 1 in 10 infections leads to long COVID, which is a devastating neurological cardiovascular illness that can take away people's ability to work, move, see, and even think, stands to exacerbate our homelessness crisis, as well as the suffering of many people in our city. It hits communities of color, disabled people, elderly people, trans people, women, and anyone in a public facing essential job the hardest. To confront the long COVID crisis, I demand mask availability, air filtration, and far UVC light in government facilities, including jails and detention centers, and mask mandates in county medical facilities. We must expand the availability of...
Oh, you hear how she's gasping for air as she's saying all this? She's like... anyway.
Pre-tests and treatment, and most importantly, the county must oppose mask bans for any reason. They do not keep us safer. They make...
They must oppose mask bans. mask bans. That's what she's saying here. It's hard to hear her because she's wearing a mask. And she's wearing one of those N95 masks that are properly fitted over her face. I give her credit for that at least because the other ones are all fugazis. But, you know, I don't know why she doesn't just come in wearing a complete and utter one of those suits they wear in like the movie Outbreak for a level 4 biosafety hazard suit. Why doesn't she just walk around in that all day? If you're really worried about it, then prove it.
Members of our community less safe and make everyone less able to participate in Los Angeles together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Oh, your dad sucks, by the way. That would have been great if they ended it with that. Thank you very much. By the way, your dad ruins everything. He ruined Batman. How do you ruin Batman? She'd be like, I know, I know. She should have started it by saying, ladies and gentlemen of Los Angeles County, I know what you're thinking. My dad sucks. I agree. He's the worst. But that's not why I'm here today. But I had to get that off my chest and get I had to clear the air there. I don't want to say anything. So now that these ex-Obama advisors are urging Biden to reconsider his 24 run, and the story that was reported the other day, which is that nobody's returning their calls. That's right. As Joe Biden is trying to call people, call me, da-na-na-na, just call me. Sorry. Nobody's returning their calls. Shocking, I know. Shocking that nobody is returning their calls. But at this point, if you were a donor, would you give money to the Biden campaign at this moment in time? See, that's the thing. That's the point right now. And I think you know that if you can't raise the money, if you don't have the money, well, then that's a major problem. No one is picking up the phone. Joe Biden's fundraising confronts new hurdles after the debate. Joe Biden's fundraising confronts new hurdles after the debate. No one is picking up the phone. Now, that is problematic for them in a big way, because if they can't raise money, and I think part of the reason why no one is picking up the phone, quite frankly, and I think you know this, the reason why is because they know that this is over. They know that this is over, and what they don't want to do is be in a situation where they are the ones who are making the Obamas mad, or whoever is going to be whoever's really in charge now and running the show. Because let's face it, that's what their thinking is. Their thinking is that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, whoever, these people are going to be very, very angry if they help Joe Biden stay in this race. Because all these Obama people and George Clooney and Axelrod and Pluff and on it goes, all of these people now are doing the bidding of Barack Obama. Now, there was a story that was sent to me. Oh, look at this. Wedding bells. Huma Abedin and billionaire Alex Soros are engaged. I should send them a wedding gift. Let me move on real quick here because I got to get to this story before I turn it over to the great one, Mark Levin. Well, I have one more segment left. But anyway, this is Zelensky visited Michelle's war room down the street from the White House with the Secretary General of NATO arriving 5 minutes later at 1 a.m. this morning. There was also an activity with arriving caravans of VIPs all evening, just a short 4-minute walk from the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C. The events at both locations are related. Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Samantha Power, Victoria Nuland. And on secure unified communications video, General Charles G. Quinn Jr., United States Air Force, having an emergency meeting to discuss Ukraine and Russia at Michelle's war room down the street from the Alzheimer's retirement home known as the White House. That's very funny. That's Belmont Road in the Northwest, Michelle Obama's war room. Tony Saruga tweeting out that earlier today. Well, that's because the Obamas are running the show, and everybody knows they are. And this is all about Ukraine. I'm telling you at this point, this is all about Ukraine. You know, another Hollywood actor came out today, Michael Douglas, who played a president in a movie once. And Michael Douglas also came out and said he's very concerned about Joe Biden. He's very concerned. All these people in Hollywood, whether it's Meathead Rob Reiner, or it's Stephen King, or it's George Clooney, or it's these people are all, what they're doing right now is they are all doing the bidding of much more powerful people in Washington who are all incredibly nervous about losing the cash cow that we know as Ukraine, that you know as Ukraine, and that I know as Ukraine. they're very, very nervous about that gravy train drying up. No doubt about it. All right, we got more to come, but Joe Biden turns down Donald Trump's challenge to an 18-hole golf match. They won't do it. The announcement was made by Biden campaign spokeswoman James Singer, who said Biden was too busy. We challenged Donald Trump to create jobs. Ha 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 ha. Very funny. They won't do it. But you remember from the debate, right? Joe Biden said he would play.
I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which so? When I was vice president, down to a 6. And well, by the way,
yeah.
I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag.
Do it.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here. On Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters.
Well, it's not going to happen because Sleepy Joe needs a nap. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yes, the Obamas have it in for Joe Biden, no doubt about that. And I got to read you this statement. This is really something here. This is something. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. The big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Yes, he's the man. I saw him today fitting me for my new my snore guard. because I snore. So, and he's the best. And he gave Bridget the most beautiful smile. Her smile, the new caps she has on, they're gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. So go see Dr. Mike Vanaria today, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. So John Lovett, who was a part of the Obama bros, this is what Fox News is saying, the headline, Obama bros gang up on Biden as longstanding rumors of tension linger. This is hard to watch. So here's the statement that was put up by John Lovett, Crooked Media co-founder, podcast host, former presidential speechwriter. There have been two Joe Bidens, the empathetic, decent, big-hearted leader, forged in loss and grief, finding the good in his friends and opponents, in love with America, arms wide and open with space for everyone. And there's the blowhard with a chip on his shoulder, stubborn, something to prove, his fellow senators rolling their eyes as the finger wags harder and the stories get longer. Statesman and politician, hero and fool. Joe Biden ran for president for 50 years. He finally won because he ran as that hero at a time when the country was desperate for empathy and normalcy and wisdom and grace. It was still too close. But even when he was doubted by insiders and pundits, he persevered. He knew Democrats, he knew America, and he was right. And then, to his great and everlasting credit, Joe Biden governed as that statesman, too. He built a coalition wide enough to hold Joe Manchin and Bernie Sanders. He defied Washington's stodgy consensus when necessary, a consensus he spent a lifetime living inside. He adapted. He governed with humility and purpose, whether on how to revive the economy or take on monopolies or address student loans or I can't even finish. This is so boring, but let me just get to the good part. There we go. But it's hard to deny. But in the 2 weeks since the debate, it's the arrogant and small Joe Biden we've seen most. Hanging on, bragging, defensive, angry, and weak. Who else but him, he wonders aloud. Only God could change his mind, he tells us. The stakes for the country are all that matter. The stakes for Joe Biden are beside the point. But it's worth saying just the same. Joe Biden can leave office as one of the greatest presidents in our lifetime, who defeated Trump and put his country first at every turn, or he can leave a stubborn old man who allowed hubris and insecurity to destroy his legacy and perhaps our democracy with it. We all have our best and worst selves, scrambling over each other, battling it out in moments that define us. Where is the Joe Biden we elected? Where is the statesman? I hope that version of him shows up soon, and I hope the people around him know where to look. Boom! Ouch. Oofa. That hurts. That's got to leave a mark. That's going to leave a mark. I know you think Biden can survive this. Maybe you don't. I don't know. Maybe if you do, if you are of the mindset that Biden can survive this, he can't. He can't. The pressure is too full court press here. And whatever goods he had on Biden, I think they're gone. And they have the goods, or I should say, whatever goods he had on Obama, they're gone. And whatever goods Obama has on him, they're all in that Hunter Biden laptop, which is now sitting in a United States, well, in the hands of the United States Department of Justice under guard and lock and key. And they probably have copies of it anyway. And the Hunter Biden trial is set to commence in September. So if this was a situation where he had something on them and they had something on him, but I don't think that. I think this is a full court press by the Obamas to take Joe Biden out of this race. No doubt about it. And I don't think they would make the shot. They would. The old saying, you know, the saying is don't take a shot at the king unless you know you can. You're going to hit him, because if you miss, that's not good. And I think the reason why Hollywood is coming out, and you've got Michael Douglas and Meathead Rob Reiner, and you've got all of these other exalted celebrities like George Clooney and others, these are all the same elites that hang out with Barack Obama at his Martha's Vineyard 1,900-acre estate powered by not wind. Chuck Todd, a senior Biden cabinet secretary, told me 2 years ago he can't run again like this, and that guy barely interacts with Biden. It's all coming out. The dam is, I don't even think breaking. I think the dam is pouring open, and people are at this point trying to get little floaties on so they can survive this. Really, I think they're just trying to survive this at this point. I mean, Kirby comes out, and what does Kirby say? He calls Biden in the middle of the night. Kirby's in on this, too. Calls Biden in the middle of the night, and he returns the call in the morning at 8 a.m.
A couple
That's what he said. He returns the call at 8 a.m. You got a crisis, the Pentagon, the national security advisor, the president calls him in the middle of the night. 8 a.m., the phone gets returned?
You know, a couple of elections ago, there was the 3 a.m. call. Now there's real concern about can he handle some something, you know, that doesn't happen between 10 and 4 p.m.
He gets calls in the middle of the night all the time. And you know, the couple of G7s ago, Brett, you might remember, there was a missile that fell in Poland. There was a concern that it could have been a Russian missile. That call came in to him in the middle of the night. He called together the G7 in a snap meeting by 8 o'clock that morning.
You know, by 8 o'clock that morning. 8 o'clock that morning. Okay, that's really good. That makes me sleep at night. All right, listen, have a great rest of your night. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, or on Instagram, at Zeoli Show, where I post lots of reels and clips and highlights of Fox News and of this program as well, for your viewing enjoyment and so that you can make fun of the fact that I have a face for radio. Oh, you're so mean. See you tomorrow.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.